All right, Doug Karsh back. Happy lunchtime, everybody. For people just joining the show, wife and I spent the 25th wedding anniversary mostly traveling in the Pacific Northwest. Originally, the plan was to go to the British Open, but real life intervened, and I was like, all right, that's probably not going to happen now. Thankfully, everything we booked was refundable, which is something I don't always do because it always costs a little bit more, but glad that was the case. So hotel rooms and flights and everything, we got our money back and saved a little money and instead went out to the Pacific Northwest. I do have kind of a scary story that I want to get into a little bit later on, stuff that we don't have to deal with here. But the big story today in Detroit feels like it's our Tigers and what's been going on. You know, you get swept by the Pirates, lost 9-10. This is behavior that is not indicative of who we've come to expect the Tigers to be and what they've done in the last, 6 months of baseball, the last 2 months plus last year and the first, you know, three or four months here this year. They've been really, really good. And so we should still feel good about where the Tigers are. But, you know, we always talk about what's going to happen next is more important than what's happened in the past. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why the past is one of the reasons why I'm confident that what's going to happen next is going to be okay. We have more evidence that this Tiger team is more like the team that spent the end of last year and this year looking very, very good. They have evidence that they're bad. The evidence that they're bad is 2 weeks. You know, last show that I did before today was actually 2 weeks ago tomorrow. They've won one game since then. Went away, did a show on July 11th. They won one game. It's July 24th. Now, there was an all-star break in there, so 4 days off that can skew the scale there a little bit. But they haven't been instilling confidence, right? They've looked bad. They've lost games. Do they still have that gear in them? Of course they do. Of course they do. It'll help to health up. And getting Kerry Carpenter back could help. I guess Alex Lang's giving it another go in Toledo. But I still like where this team is. Don't like the way they've been playing. But this was also predictable. There's a reason why we spent the first half of the season talking about it's a long season. A lot can change. Not because we necessarily expected it to change, but because we knew that in baseball seasons, you go through slumps. This is a pretty big, prolonged slump. Everybody's done this. Everybody's done it. Top three teams record-wise in baseball all have stretches like this. Milwaukee started the season 0-4. At one point, they lost 7 of 9. Houston, Saturday, they ended a stretch where they lost 7 of 8. And Toronto lost 8 of 9 early in the year. Okay, there are bad stretches where teams look brutal. The Yankees got shut out 3 straight games. And so, you know, I mean, if you're panicked, okay, that's fine. Your feelings are valid. They're yours. I think the people that aren't panicked probably watch a lot more baseball and pay attention to what's going on outside Detroit and realize that teams go through this. When you're in the middle of it, it feels terrible. We predicted that this was going to happen. And we said when it does, remember that this is a team that has long stretches of proving they're damn good. It's a lot of the same guys. It's a lot of the same players that helped lead this team to the best record in baseball for a bulk of this season. Now, if you're looking for a silver lining, and if you're a big proponent of them making a reasonably sized splash at the trade deadline, this current stretch would be more motivating for a general manager or president to get aggressive at the trade deadline. And there are players out there to be had. So what do you do? Well, if you're Scott Harris, it's kind of uncharted territory. We've seen him make good free agent signings and some bad mixed in, but the net-net of his free agent signings, his veteran player acquisition has been good. But he went out and got an all-star second baseman in Gleyber Torres, a really reliable arm out of the bullpen, and Tommy Cainley. Again, having Jack Flaherty in the time that the Tigers have had him has been better than not having Jack Flaherty, and hasn't been as good this year, et cetera, et cetera. But, and then there's the Alex Cobbs and the Kenta Maedas of the world. But his veteran player acquisition's been pretty good. His under-the-radar acquisitions, trading for Zach McKinstry, trading for Chase Lee, picking up Tyler Holton off waivers, some of that stuff has been exceptionally good and provided big-time returns. The drafting appears to be good. Well, we haven't seen the selling. I mean, he sold last year. Hasn't all been good. They had the Rodriguez mess up a couple years ago, but they've had, you know, what they did with Flaherty this year, this one year ago, has been really good. They got a piece that helped them make the playoffs last year. They got a top prospect back, even though he wasn't considered that when they traded for him. And they got Flaherty back. So that was good. That sell-off was really good. Again, they're not all perfect. Nobody is. We haven't seen him do his buy. Uncharted territory. What's he going to buy? And what's he going to buy at a position of power with a lot to sell? In a market that's going to be hard to navigate. Probably the team with the most to offer around Major League Baseball is the Diamondbacks. And the Diamondbacks have said publicly that they aren't interested in selling. And so if you're, you know, how do you come out of this reinvigorated and feeling confident that what they added puts them back in the driver's seat in the American League? Puts them in a position where you're more confident that they can win the American League and win the World Series. I mean, the short-term ramifications of this slide is the Tigers are now in a wild card series. And that can be punitive. I think what with the ALCS and LCS last year, there was one wild card team that made it. I think 2 years ago, none did. So you're talking about having to play that first round best of three series. You want to avoid that, and the Tigers are the third division winner. Division leader right now. They still have the biggest game in biggest lead in baseball. But there's something to play for, and there has been a tangible cost of this slide, and that is they no longer are a first-round bye team. Got to find it. Got to get back to what they were. So we've asked the audience today, how are you processing what's going on with the Tigers? Like, are you meter still pegged? Your feelings aren't unchanged. You love this team, and you love what's ahead, and you think they can win it all? Are you down to, hey, this is mortal and a reflection of the beginning of the end and what you think they're going to be and all of the stages in between? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Bill. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Good, sir.
As far as your vacation goes, we did Glacier National Park years ago when my boys were younger, and we went in June, and they were just still clearing snow off of it, but we did a little bit of a hiking.
Yeah,
and that place is absolutely amazing.
It's incredible.
You just don't want to leave that place.
Nope.
we want to go back actually, but it was incredible. I mean, it's just the views. It's like oh my gosh.
Here's one warning, and Bill, we'll give you your time. One warning: if anybody wants to head out to Glacier, plan well in advance because lodging is tough to get. You got to get your Going to the Sun Road pass.
There's
a lot you really got to plan ahead. I'm not impressed with the national parks websites, to be honest with you, but you can make phone calls and you can navigate all that. But yeah, it's tough. Anyway, as far as the Tigers.
Okay. You know, watching the Tigers for years, you know, was impressed with what they did last year, but didn't think they were still that great. I thought they were just playing above their heads. This year they got up to a hot start, but and I know you said earlier about all these teams went on losing streaks, you know, Arizona and Toronto and even the Dodgers, but personally, when I watch this team, I don't still think they're that good. And I think Water has found their level. And I don't know if they're going to come out of the spin or not. And if they do get to the playoffs, I don't think they're going to be in there long. I just don't think their pitching is that great. And they don't have a lot of their hitters. McKinstry has found, you know, he is who he is. He's not a 290, 280 hitter. He's a 260 hitter. Torque is like the old Rob Deere years ago. He's either going to hit a home run or he's going to strike out. And Riley Green's swing is like a golf swing. It's like he's either going to connect or he's not. It's just what it is, and you know you can't get I can't, the other guy that just came up, you can't get him going, and Meadows ain't hitting, and Baez has finally found his level. It's like, yeah, I just don't think they're very good.
Well, there it is. They're just not that good. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls on that and your reaction to that. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh for Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights, and they're coming in hot with summer savings. Right now, lease a new 2026 model year Equinox LT for just $349 per month with 36 months. For 36 months, rather, with zero money down, $349. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights, 87-SAY-SARAH, saysarah.com. Together, let's drive.